I am so happy to be interviewing a fellow candidate who's running in the 6th District, which is where I'm from. Mr. Jameson Carrier, how are you doing today?
I am doing great, Jacob. Thanks for asking.
Well, first off, thank you so much for joining us. There's 2 weeks until Election Day. Tell us a little bit about where you're from. Of course, you live in Greenwood, Indiana, if I'm correct.
Yep, that's right. I live in Greenwood. I grew up in Richmond, Indiana, which is also in the 6th District. So it's on the far east side. The 6th District goes across the I-70 corridor in Indiana, and grew up in Richmond, live in Greenwood today with my wife, Kathy.
And you're a businessman, so you kind of bring an outsider vision. Take us through kind of how that's prepared you to guide you into now running for Congress.
Yes, sir. I have been in business my whole life. I graduated when I was 16 and I went to work and I thought, you know, I'll take a year off and then I'll go back to college after I work for a year. And I loved working so much that I didn't go back to school. And I finally got my degree when I was 40. So I was early on the high school diploma, very late on the college diploma. But I think our founders had in mind when they've designed how our government would work, that people would leave their business, their farm, their law firm, they'd get things in order, they would leave it and go serve for a while in Congress, and then they would get back to work. And I think if you look at what we're doing today, it's not working. Career politicians don't seem to care to balance the budget and make the tough decisions that we need to make in order to have a government working the way that it needs to work.
Think that's a point that a lot of people, voters, especially in the 6th District, would agree with. Take us through a little bit for you. You got Vivek's endorsement recently, Vivek Ramaswamy, which a lot of college kids have encouraged me to interview him. So he's very popular among young voters. So when they say that there's no conservatives out there for young people, that's false. There's a lot of college kids who love Vivek or Vivek. That endorsement came a couple weeks ago. And it kind of symbolizes that you're the American first candidate in this race. What makes you the best candidate on those specific issues, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, so we're very grateful for Vivek's endorsement. And I love the fact that you brought up the conservatives for young people. Believe it or not, you're looking at this old man sitting here talking to you with the gray in his beard. And I now have a six head instead of a forehead. It just keeps growing, you know? I'm the youngest candidate in this race. And so I do think we need more young people in the Republican Party within the conservative movement. And I'm grateful for Vivek. And I'm grateful for his endorsement. And yes, we are the America First candidate. And that's because we embrace those same values that I think so many of the voters are looking for today, conservative values to put America first.
For sure. And of course, you mentioned you're the youngest candidate in the race. There's actually an 87-year-old running as well. So congratulations on being the youngest. What has kind of the best part been since you launched your campaign in February? Of course, this was very late when Congressman Pence decided to retire the second week in January. And then all of a sudden you have to get a campaign together. You got a great team, of course, but what's kind of been the best part of the campaign experience for you lately?
I've never ran for office before, had no clue that Congressman Pence was not going to run for re-election. So we got in on February 6th, and which was Reagan's birthday. And so we had to start from zero, from absolutely no momentum whatsoever, no name ID, and build essentially a business and have a campaign and an election day, 100 days later. So for us, I've learned a ton. The first thing we did is just what we've done in business. I've been in the RV industry my whole career, but I've been in the people business. And in order to succeed in anything, whether it's Little League baseball or business, or I believe in this world and running for Congress, you've got to have the right team of people. So we put the right team of people in place. But from what I've learned, the stuff that's really neat to me is the people that we've met. And as you go across this district, and we have met thousands of people now, you meet teachers and educators and superintendents who are making a difference in the lives of our children. You meet doctors and nurses who get up every day and work tirelessly to help out with our health care. And then, you meet some people that are serving in the political world that are doing it for the right reasons. Sheriffs, prosecutors that are helping people with addiction and mental illness, keeping criminals off the street. And I mean, those are the kind of things that have probably been, I guess I didn't know to anticipate the great people that we've met. And as grateful as we are for Vivek Ramaswamy's endorsement, we're just as grateful for all the law enforcement that's endorsed us. Sheriffs and prosecutors all across the district are endorsing us. I believe that the voters want to see something different, and we've got a lot of momentum because of it.
For sure. And then just two other quick things. The border, of course, is a very strong issue for you for personal reasons. Take us through why that's become kind of your signature issue.
Yeah, Jacob, our family's gone through something that we just don't want another family to have to go through. April 15th of 2022, we lost my stepson, Joey, to fentanyl poisoning. And it's now over 300 lives per day that this fentanyl poisoning is taking. Imagine if we had a jetliner that was going down every day and killing 300 people. Imagine how our government would respond to that. But yet we seem to completely ignore this. And this is an attack from the Chinese on our population, on our kids, on our young people. And we're just letting it go by. Our borders are wide open. And so for me, that is my passion. And there are a lot of important issues within this race. But here we are, 1,000 miles away from the border. And our polling and our time across the district both show us that the number one issue is that border. And I'm going to fight for the border like no one else would, because as you said, Jacob, it is personal to my family and to me.
For sure. And thank you for sharing that story. My deepest gratitudes to you and your family. It's a big issue on college campuses as well, like you just mentioned. So the border is something that is on a lot of people's minds as we head into election season. To kind of wrap this up, there are so many candidates in this race. What is one fun fact about you that sets you apart? And then where can people go to find out more information about you?
Yep, go to carrierforcongress.com. Follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and on Instagram. A fun fact about me, I don't know if the fun part matters as much as the differences, right? So look, I do love to have fun, so it's interesting you would say it that way. But the most important thing is that we bring something different. I'm the only candidate that's never ran for office before. What we're doing in DC is not working. I've ran businesses for years. We've had successes, we've had failures, but we've learned from that and we've made the tough decisions. I know how to balance a budget. I'm willing to make the tough decisions. We've been personally impacted by the number one issue, the border, and I am confident that we bring a set of skills that no one else in this race does. And if elected, I look forward to representing the people across this district.
Sure. Well, Jameson, thank you so much. And one last thing, people can find you on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter or X as well, I assume.
That's right. Yeah, Carrier for Congress. It's Carrier for Congress spelled out, except on X, and it's Carrier the number four Congress. We ran out of characters, Jacob.
Well, Jameson, thank you so much. We wish you the best of luck 2 weeks from today. And I was going to say boiler up for me, but we're not in Purdue territory. So I'll just leave with sending you my best of luck on the campaign trail the next 2 weeks and stay safe out there.
Sounds great, Jacob. Thank you so much.